Our uncomfortable relationship with the Iscariot. Spy Wednesday belongs to Judas Iscariot. Matthew's Gospel today is bookended between the wheeling and dealing of the Iscariot and his absolute denial of any involvement in the betrayal of Jesus. "Not I, Rabbi, surely." "They are your own words," answered Jesus. I've always been intrigued by this character Judas. For centuries in conversation, the words "Judas Iscariot," or 30 pieces of silver, or the Judas kiss, have been the great put down. No need to elaborate, point made, score taken. Has Judas become, over the millennia, the resident scapegoat of Christianity for too long? Is it because, as we sit in our homes doing Holy Week this year, because of the very necessary restrictions around the spread of COVID-19, we see too much of the Iscariot all around us, and maybe most of all in ourselves? The Church has had, for obvious reasons, an uncomfortable relationship with Judas Iscariot, and today belongs to him. Spy Wednesday precedes Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. The Iscariot is one of the most reviled figures of history. How could a man, how would a man, how did a man who was a follower and disciple of Jesus, humble, generous, committed, unselfish, intelligent and loving, betray his own leader and Messiah? What motivated Judas to do what he did? Many have written and acted his part over the years. I particularly think of the powerful portrayal of the Judas character Cicero in Martin Scorsese's recent film Silence. Based on the novel by Shushiku Indo, Cicero's face with its tearful eyes like a spider shows the slimy portrayal so commonplace when it comes to the Iscariot. What can we learn from Judas's life? John's Gospel already tells us he was a lover of money and a thief, and he stole from the common fund of the apostles, a fund that cared for the poor. John also labels him with handing Jesus over after Peter's great confession of faith and his protestations at the lavish anointings at Bethany. We can ascertain that Judas, being a zealot, was probably disappointed in Jesus. He wanted a victorious Messiah who would lead a revolt against the Romans. Jesus had not measured up to these expectations. His life was full of mixed up and confused ambitions. Judas was jealous. Judas was dishonest. Judas was a traitor. What can we learn from Judas's life that might apply to our own as we sit in our homes this Spy Wednesday evening? It didn't, and it doesn't happen overnight. Treachery and betrayal are rooted in telling and repeating a simple lie, putting our hand in the till, in the purse, in the trousers pocket, and doing it again and again and again until we're not able to stop ourselves doing it. Spy Wednesday started the first day Judas Iscariot put his slippery paws into the common fund and pinched only a few shekels. Only. And remember, his betrayal was signified by that most tender of gestures, a gesture that could sit so well in our home, in our family, in our lives. The gesture I speak of is a kiss. Jesus betrayed by Judas by a kiss. Pope Emeritus Benedict suggests while Judas in the end repented, that repentance slipped into desperation and became self-destructive. He didn't and couldn't embrace God's mercy and forgiveness. One of the many events cancelled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic is the Passion Play hosted in Ballylinan in our diocese every 5 years. I also realise the more famous one in Oberammergau has also been cancelled for the same reason. But I've never been to Oberammergau, but I remember being in Ballylinan Hall 5 years ago on Spy Wednesday evening. I vividly remember the final curtain call. The greatest applause at the end of a splendid production was reserved for two characters. Jesus, and you guessed right, Judas. It typifies that awkward relationship we have with Judas. Let's deepen our relationship with Jesus and do what Judas was incapable of, embracing his love and forgiveness as we pray Holy Week from our homes these days. As Gerard Gallagher puts it in his daily reflections for Lent, it's very easy to become Judas. It's much harder to become like Jesus. That remains our challenge this Spy Wednesday and every Spy Wednesday.